Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson summed up the court's position in one brief line of her concurring opinion. Said Abrahamson, quote, "The legislature intended this result." The Chief Justice was referring to a law passed in 2007 letting public officials accused of wrongdoing be tried in their home counties rather than where their alleged crimes occurred. Even though Jensen was charged in 2002 with using his public office illegally to run political campaigns, the court ruled the law also applied to him and that his criminal retrial should be moved from Dane County to Waukesha County. The move drew mixed reactions from watchdog groups. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe called it horribly wrong and said the court was rewarding Jensen for gaming the system. But Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck said he wasn't convinced the outcome of a new trial would be any different.
The passage of time and a change of venue doesn't change the facts in the case. And the facts are that in 2006, Scott Jensen was found guilty of three felony and one misdemeanor.
But the move introduces new complications to an already large case that was first charged more than 7 years ago. Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel says his office is already overwhelmed with other cases.
I hope that the court is going to be pretty patient with us and give us a considerable amount of time to familiarize ourselves with this file.
Jensen was one of several lawmakers from both parties who were charged in the legislative caucus scandal, but the others settled years ago. He's the only one who fought his case to a jury trial and beyond. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.